When a man climbed a ladder towards a Bayou Moore's kitchen window in the middle of the night, Moore called 911, but no state troopers were available to respond at the time. Troopers didn't arrive on scene until 8 a.m. that morning, and that slow response time disturbed Moore. But Alaska State Trooper Public Information Officer Megan Peters said in an email that the trooper's response time was appropriate. The suspect had left the scene, and no one was in immediate danger. Peters pointed out that law enforcement is spread thin across remote communities, and that due to a lack of resources, troopers are stationed in hub communities. Quote, "They respond to villages as quickly as they can, depending on the severity and ongoing nature of the crime. In this case, the suspect fled the scene," end quote. Aleknagik has no village public safety officer and is outside of Dillingham police jurisdiction. Troopers told Moore that residents have to rely on fellow community members in emergencies. Peters reiterated that advice, saying, quote, "It is impossible to get to some locations during the night, and some locations are difficult to get to quickly in the best of circumstances during the day. Troopers encourage individuals to be as self-sufficient as possible and for community members to help each other in times of need," end quote. To address public safety concerns, Peters suggests that Aleknagik take steps to employ a local law enforcement officer. Still, recruiting for those positions is difficult. The only VPSOs in Bristol Bay are in Koliganik, Togiak, and Pilot Point. The Bristol Bay Native Association has been advertising the Aleknagik position, but so far, no one has applied. Residents can apply to the VPSO position through BBNA. The city is also exploring village police officer programs. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.